Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, during this segment, I'm just going to introduce it, and then we're going to play it. We're going to come back with an in-studio guest talking about the animal ID and the American Union. But there was this story today out of the Associated Press. Military recruiters cited for misconduct. More than 100 young women were raped, were beaten, you name it, by the U.S. Army and U.S. Marine Corps recruiters. This didn't used to happen in the past at this level. Well, that's because now the majority of new recruits are either gang members or felons, aggravated felons. That's mainstream news. I'm going to go over that more later, but I'm frankly almost out of time here. Here's even a Geraldo Rivera piece from a few weeks ago. It's like a 15-minute piece. Here's the first 3 minutes talking about how there's so many gang members in the military. Well, I mean, what do you expect? Go ahead and roll it.
They have infiltrated every branch of the armed forces, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. Yet these troops aren't just fighting for liberty and freedom, but also for the colors and codes of dangerous street gangs.
They're in there for one purpose, and that is for their gang.
Terry says he's locked up many gangster soldiers during his 14-year-long career as a military police detective. Today, he's a government special agent, whose assignment prevents us from revealing his identity.
Guys come in, they are loyal to their set or clique. Yes, they have some allegiance to the Army, but if it comes down to it, they're a gang member.
And it seems no installation is gang-free. At Fort Lewis in Washington State, one investigator says he has identified 320 soldiers, loyal also to criminal organizations like the National Alliance, Crips, Gangster Disciples, Florencia 13, and others, many still showing the ink of their set's tattoos. And at this concert inside an NCO club on base at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, hundreds of soldiers are seen throwing gang signs, unafraid of who's watching. Even thousands of miles away from home, these gang-affiliated GIs are marking their territory. In the sands of Iraq, with a scrawled graffiti on tanks, latrines, and barracks.
Gang members are a clear and present danger to the military way of life.
According to experts, the largest group to have gained a foothold in the military is Folk Nation, an offshoot of the notoriously deadly Gangster Disciples out of Chicago.
There are members that have been in the military and have gotten time for doing violent crimes.
Here in Texas, gangs in uniform have the FBI worried. Over the course of the next several years, between 10 and 20,000 troops will be relocated to Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. And in the wave of overwhelmingly law-abiding good soldiers, will be hidden a handful, the authorities fear, from the Folk Nation gang.
That's
and they'll
not
be
true.
Moving right into the backyard of Barrio Azteca, an established El Paso civilian gang. And what the authorities fear is that that could create a violent turf war.
We have identified an excess of 800 members that claim allegiance to a gang under Folk Nation.
Some in the FBI, like Special Agent Jeremy Francis, believe gang leaders are actually trying to place new recruits with clean records into the ranks of the military, hoping to gain access to weapons and combat training so they can then take that potentially deadly knowledge back to the street.
Geraldo, there's very few gang members in the military. I have the mainstream news articles where entire units are made up of gang members. I've talked to the troops coming back. It is hellish. We have video of the troops shooting cars up for fun, running over them with tanks because they caught somebody stealing a stick of wood. They're all flashing gang signs while they do it. They do this in front of news cameras, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't hidden. And with the military so busy stealing, I mean, there's so much thieving going on in the military now. Of course, the gang members fit right in. The government wants them in because they'll follow orders oppressing the American people. So there's your esprit de corps. There you go. A bunch of gang-banging scum. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip?
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport Purification Bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In Russia, in the United Kingdom, in Japan, in Australia, in Spain, in Canada, in Mexico, and right here in the United States, huge projects are taking place where private interests come in and lobby your governments to sign over existing roads and to sign over taxing authority on those roads to then build even larger toll roads. From down in southern Mexico, this is all official U.S. government documents, to right up into Canada, right through Minneapolis, St. Paul, we're going to have these huge NAFTA highways. And part of those, in each state, they have the Florida corridors, state corridors. In Texas, they have the Trans-Texas corridors. They always give it a local name, but it's international in scope, and it's a nightmare. On top of that, we have the federal law they're trying to ram through, and Texas already passed an accompanying legislation to start the Animal ID Act, where you'll have inspectors on your property, you've got to report stuff within days, or you get multi-$1,000 fines. It's total federal control, violation of the 10th Amendment, and it creates a whole new bureaucracy. And guess who wrote the legislation? Big Agra, big agribusiness, Cargill and others, and Archer Daniels Midland and Tyson, because they want to run their competition out of business. They want big, huge ranches, big, huge contract farms that supply them. They want to knock out the small herds. They want to knock out the small farms, and they're doing it right now. This is the plan. And I'm excited to learn that Hank Gilbert, is running as a Democrat, and he's a multi-generation rancher from Northeast Texas. He also has written legislation that they've now gotten introduced to try to overturn some of this stuff that's happening. And he also, of course, has been a high school ag teacher. And it's great to have you with us, Mr. Gilbert. Appreciate you joining us.
I'm glad to be here today. Thank you for asking me.
You bet. Kevin Smith, of course, owns a little family ranch yet himself, a couple hundred acres, and has some cows. And he went to one of these Trans-Texas Corridor meetings. He said, man, you got to get this guy Hank Gilbert in studio with us. We appreciate you traveling down to be with us today, sir. In a nutshell, and again, this affects everybody, whether you're in Minnesota or California, Ohio, or anywhere in the world, the same scams are happening right now. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get into why we need to elect you so that you can stand up against this.
Well, first of all, I'm a third-generation Texas rancher, and my boys, of course, will be the fourth. I've spent my entire life in the agriculture industry, primarily the cattle industry. I've owned cattle. I owned a cattle auction barn for a number of years, taught high school agriculture. It's something that's very near and dear to me, and the reason I'm in this race is to try to take politics out of agriculture, at least here in Texas. But one of the two components that inspired me to enter this race, number one was the Trans-Texas Corridor, and the other was the National Animal ID System, and the fact that my opponent, a career politician who's wanting this office for training to move up the ladder, supported and helped instigate these pieces of legislation in Texas. And as you said, the Trans-Texas Corridor is probably going to have a more drastic impact on agriculture, but not just in Texas, because it is part of a national program or an international program that's going to basically take small family farms and small producers, not only from Texas, but all up through the Midwest, western part of this country, out of business to facilitate the Tysons and the Cargills and the Swifts and the Archer Daniels Midland, and turn this country into one big corporately managed entity.
Well, I can't say it any better than that, and that's what's in the documents. Let's get into the animal ID, because our listeners know about the American Union system with all these highways being grabbed. And, of course, Texas will have 8,000 miles of these. The whole country only has 7,000. So, and transponders and your inspection stickers, it's hellish. But getting into this Animal ID Act, I mean, you're going to have to get permission to trail your horse and take it somewhere. If an animal gets sick or dies or gets run over, you got to report it. I mean, this makes your yearly taxes with the IRS look like a joke. You'll be filing paperwork every day and having inspectors on your property.
Well, I honestly believe, and I tell every group that I talk to about this, that this wasn't really intended for the horse and the goat and the sheep people and the small farms that have hens running around for egg production. I really believe this is a beef cattle issue. And I think they just got caught up in the net so it wouldn't look like a beef cattle issue. Because the three main sponsors of the federal legislation are the three big meat packers of this country, Cargill, Tysons, and Swift. And the last time those guys got together behind any major type of piece of agricultural legislation, the small and medium range packers were forced out of business. And I believe that that's the intent with this, because they are currently developing bred herds of cattle of their own in strategic places across the United States for source verification purposes. And I believe that if they can run the small time producers, which, by the way, in Texas, being the largest beef production state, 70% of all the beef that we produce in this state comes from people that have less than 50 head of cattle. So that's the bulk of our beef cattle operation here.
How people are able to pay their property taxes.
Well, exactly.
I mean, I've got a lot of family who've got 400, 500 acres, 200 acres. They got 40, 50, 60 head of cattle, and then that doesn't make them any money. It just every 10 years lets them get a new tractor or truck and allows them to pay the property tax. If you take any of the profit out of there and they're already hanging on by their fingernails, it's gone. You're going to see even more farms and tiny ranchettes gone.
Well, you look at Australia and British Columbia, or not British Columbia, Great Britain, who've instigated animal ID systems. They've been in existence for over 10 years. They still don't work. but they're costing those producers anywhere from $40 to $70 a head to participate in that system. Now, you take that on the scale of a guy that's got 50 cows, and he has to implement that on his cows and his calves. He goes in the hole because they're operating, even in a good year, of a profit or $50 to $60 a head.
Well, also, the big three packers that are 90-plus percent of the market, they've been caught manipulating, and basically they set the price of cattle many times lower than it is to even produce them.
Right, and that's my opinion of where this is headed. You know, they control the entire processed beef cattle market. If they can get this system up and running and force a lot of these small producers out of business, they're going to eventually have total control of the live cattle market, which allows them to influence the price of live cattle at any given time and make more money on the other end.
Have you heard this new thing that the big three packers got passed and then the FDA signed off? They're going to spray live virus on the meat now instead of making sure that they keep it cold and keep it fresh. Now, not just irradiating it to ruin the quality, but now they're going to spray live virus on it that eats the bacteria. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier.
Well, I'm telling you, Alex, what a lot of people don't understand about the meat industry. The big three meat packers have fought through lobbying and through buying off legislators to preventing any type of cool legislation from being introduced, country of origin labeling. They don't want people to know where their meat's coming from.
Well, see, that's another thing I was going to add. They're not going to let you know it's irradiated. They're not going to let you know they're spraying live virus on it that eats the bacteria. And that's what it translates to out of Greek, is bacteria eaters, is what these viruses are called. And there's a lot of evidence really bad for you. You've got that going on, and they won't let you know that that's being sprayed on there. And exactly, they claim this is to stop terrorism, but then it's admitted that the big packers wrote up the legislation, and it actually keeps you from knowing where it came from and has nothing to do with terrorism.
Right. I mean, we export on any given year more beef than we import. But what we export is the high-end cuts of the beef, the choice and the primes. And we import lower-grade cuts.
Hamburger meat.
Well, not only hamburger meat, but lower-grade steak. A lot of your select and your standard grades, we import. And that's what you see most of in the supermarket. And that's why the Angus beef program, it's been such a huge success.
Because it's really American.
But that's a misnomer.
Now they're sneaking
it's really
it in.
Not.
Now they're sneaking it in.
The Angus beef program is a combination of American and Canadian beef. People don't
understand.
See,
I consider Canadian better than Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, I still consider it North American.
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. But most of what you see in the supermarket, particularly in your ground beef, comes from Brazil.
Yeah, that's the stuff I'm worried about. It's got the vampire bats on
it. Your higher-end cuts, your steaks and all, a lot of that will come from Australia or Argentina. But the biggest majority of it is not U.S. beef. And that's why they don't want any country of origin labeling on not only beef, but on your produce also.
My dad always made that joke because he would McDonald's would say 100% American, but it had been in the news that it meant anywhere in the American hemisphere, anywhere, you know, from Canada down to Chile.
Right. And see, we're allowing Mexico to import, because through NAFTA, around 150,000 head of cattle a month into Texas.
But well, that's some rancid cattle, too.
But we can't export live cattle in or through Mexico because our ag commissioner is more of a politician than she is.
Well, see, that shows how I was deceived. I knew that some of the Angus was from out of the country, but I thought it got started up to get, you know, that popular brand that was developed, you know, here in the U.S. More popular. But you're saying that's another scam, too.
Well, it's actually a Canadian and U.S. beef, because they have a lot of Angus producers in Canada that lobbied to get it. Their beef included in that Angus beef market.
Well, for those that don't know, this is all meant to shut down any type of free economy, any type of people being self-sufficient. It's all about forcing you to work for a big global corporation. And the same folks that are behind the open borders and the American Union and the NAFTA highways are the same people pushing for the Animal ID Act, which is so bad. I mean, I've read over it. It's so bad, it's hard to describe just how bad it really is. Let's come back with our guest, Hank Gilbert, who's running for the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, and we'll talk about how we can support him and a lot more. Stay with us.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Folks, Hank Gilbert is the only nominee for the Democrats. He is the nominee for Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. And I tell you, Republicans out there listening, if you vote for Rick Perry or any of these Republicans, you are idiots. I mean, here we've got a Democrat. He's in here talking about, during the break, controlling the borders, getting rid of this federal control with the Real ID Act, shooting down the NAFTA corridor system that they call the Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, I tell you, sir, I'm a little bit ignorant on all the state politics because I'm so busy on the national. This is a national show. But as you said, this is a microcosm of the rest of the country. People need to support you. The Democrats have got a good chance of winning. What are the polls looking like right now?
Well, nobody's taking any polls on this race. And We haven't, mainly because we don't have the money to.
Well, it's an important position. I mean, right, as you know, right. I mean, obviously.
Well, this is where the Republicans started their stronghold on the state of Texas through Rick Perry. This was, you know, he beat Jim Hightower out to basically launch his career in Texas politics, and it's gone downhill from there, particularly in the agricultural industry. And, you know, I'm not a politician. That's the first thing I tell people. Because I can't stand politics or politicians. But I am and do have a vested interest in agriculture and always have. But the things that are going on in this state are going to affect this whole country. Whether it's an animal ID, I mean, that's a national act. Whether it's a Trans-Texas Corridor, that's part of a national and international highway system. Both are going to single-handedly begin the decline and eventual end of agriculture as we know it if we don't stand up and make some changes in November.
Well, Hank Gilbert is against this American Union. Hank Gilbert is against the Animal ID Act. Hank Gilbert is against the open borders. Rick Perry is for every one of those things. Why are Republicans supporting him? I'll tell you why. Because these fake neocons on talk radio are not real conservatives, and they are there keeping the constituency in the dark. How much success have you had getting on all these shows? I know you're traveling all over the state, and people love you. I mean, when 90-plus percent of people are against these highways, when 90 percent of people are against the animal idea, it's even higher than that, 97 in a Houston poll on the roads, I mean, you should win by 70%.
Well, common sense would tell you that. But what you have to look at in reality is that politics is driven by money. And my opponent, you know, either created or helped push through all this legislation. And he's going to have money. He's not going to have a tremendous amount compared to his counterparts. But I believe that the mindset of American politics and Texas politics has been geared around the misconception that the one with the most money is the one that wins. And so we have two issues to prove in this election. Number one, that the most qualified candidate for the job that actually has a vested interest in history in agriculture is indeed the best candidate, and that that candidate can win this election without having to be a millionaire or no millionaires. And it can make politics what our forefathers envisioned it to be, a true public service done by people who are involved.
Well, you're right.
In the, what they're running for.
Well, exactly. In the past, it was looked down on if somebody was an elitist. And it was really looked down on if somebody was trying to get into politics, you know, in an area where they could just help themselves to a greater degree. And, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, the people don't want these roads, these toll roads. They don't want this Animal ID Act and this new federal bureaucracy. They don't want any of this. But the Republican Party in this state are the ones literally bringing it to us.
And I believe that they think that they have the majority of the people behind them. Now, I attended 21 of these 55 TxDOT meetings across the state, the largest one being held in Temple, with over 1,800 people in attendance. When polled of how many people in the audience were for the Trans-Texas Corridor, right at the beginning of the meeting, 11 people raised their hands. Out of 1,800.
And I guarantee you, because I've been to these, those were either TxDOT workers or bureaucrats.
They were city and county officials.
There you go.
For Temple.
Again, 1,800 people, and I mean, what percentage of 1,800 is 11?
Very, very small.
It's not even 1%.
Very small. Hopefully the same percentage Rick Perry and Todd Staples and some of these other people will pull on November the 7th.
Well, you see, they've got those special voting machines in where Michael McCall's 15 points behind but magically wins in Travis County because his father-in-law happens to own Hardiner Civics where the ballots are all voted cast for him.
Well,
it's like Senator Hagel owning his own voting machine company in Nebraska.
I would hope that between now and November that maybe something comes out on how these voting machines can be manipulated and somebody,
well, the good news,
somebody
is,
smarter than me files a lawsuit to prevent those from being used and we go to a paper ballot. I mean, I believe in actually being able to see what you've done. And it took me a long time to get used to computers because I like the paper and pad, the pad and pencil thing very. But when it comes to voting, when it comes to something that
well,
has...
Stay there. We got a break. We got a break. I'll finish that after the break. This is riveting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, I tell you, we're having some great discussions during the breaks. We've got the gentleman, Hank Gilbert, who is running for Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. And there are good people out there, but you never hear about him. He's got the Democrat win. I mean, he won the primaries. He's the candidate running against the Republican demon. And the average person, including me, who's pretty well informed, I didn't know he was such a good person as the Democratic nominee. So you need to get out there and support him. We'll give out websites and organizations here at the end of this segment for people. But Hank, Mr. Gilbert, we were talking during the break, and you were saying that this Texas corridor is going to start the second Texas Revolution. Tell us about that.
Well, people in agriculture and in farming, and particularly in Texas, don't have a whole lot. I mean, they're not the richest people in the world, but they do have one thing. They have their land, and they have a heritage built into that land, and they're not going to let anybody take it from them. And nobody has come out specifically and said anything about values. It's kind of been inferred that the value of that land may be the actual ag value on the tax roll rather than the commercial value. And a lot of these fans, I've seen people walk up to the microphone in tears. I've seen them walk up there just mad that this land has been in their family for 5 or 6 or 7 generations over 100 years. And I honestly believe that in certain areas of the state, that this has a potential to start an all-out war basically. I mean, people are that committed to their property and the heritage behind that property and to the sovereignty values of this state, that they're not going to let somebody come in there and take it for any amount of money.
Well, can you repeat what you said? I think you said, quote, "I've gotten up there and told them your guns better be bigger than our guns."
Yeah, I said, you know, I can't speak for people in Central Texas, but I can speak for people in Northeast Texas, and a lot of them are going to have the mindset that, you know, your gun better be bigger than mine. But
well, let's be clear. You, I mean, you were very well informed, and I'm not, you know, trying to sit here and be, you know, patronizing. I'm serious when I say that, because most people I talk to don't know that what they're doing with this new eminent domain is, if private interests want your land, they can go lobby any government they want. That is fascism. That is dictatorship, as we were saying during the break. They can go right there and then have your land taken. And in the case of Western Seafood in Freeport, Texas, or in the case in Piscataway, New Jersey, they will give you nothing in some cases, or they will give you, say, if it's a house worth $300,000+ on the tax rolls, they'll give you $60,000 for what it is without the house by just condemning a house that's in great shape. I mean, so, folks, you're not just going to have your land taken. In many of these cases, the way they're writing this up, they're saying, we're going to give you a pittance on it. They did that here in Austin with some land they grabbed a few years ago.
Well, you know, Alex, and what's kind of ironic, my opponent is touting private property rights, yet he helped create the eminent domain portion of this bill, and it's unlike any I've ever seen concerning eminent domain. Eminent domain, normally if they want your land and you can't agree initially, it goes to a committee to be mediated. And if you don't agree with that decision, you can take it to a jury trial. Well, in this particular case, in this legislation, while you're waiting for your case to be heard by a judge and jury, they, by you not accepting the terms at the committee, can go to the county clerk's office, show it as a sale. I mean, it's basically saying, we offered this, he didn't take it, now this is what we're going to give him. And if you occupy that land, if it's your house that they're talking about, you will receive notice that you have 60 days to vacate that house.
Oh, no, see, this is the first time you've seen it, but let me tell you, New London, they came to him 5 years ago when the fight was heating up. I mean, these are three-story Victorian houses, some of them worth $500,000, on the water. I mean, these are middle-class computer programmers, professors. I mean, and I keep bringing that up, folks. They've been doing it to poor people a long time. But they're doing it to middle-class and now wealthy people now. And they came to him, and we've had these families on, and they said, if you do not sign over the land for what we're offering you now that was already lower than it should be, we're going to, the city is going to claim that your house is now condemned. Doesn't matter if it's golden, you know, beautiful, made out of marble. And then we're going to charge you, when we win the case, back rent. And then when they take your house, you end up actually owing them. That's what's happening in the $76 million is what the land was valued in Piscataway, their own little horse farm. They'd had it since the 20s. They never offered them money. They said, we're going to charge you $4 million to clean up the horse poop. We're calling that toxic waste, when they took the 76 acres valued at $76 million. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and it ties back into what you said earlier. You know, TxDOT now, if the Federal Highway Administration gives them approval of this environmental study on TxDOT, then they can start purchasing the land. Now, they know already that several aspects of this proposed project are years away. But they're telling the people that, well, we'll buy it from you, and then we'll lease it back to you. If you don't want to lease it, then it'll be available for lease. In comes the big corporate farmers concerning NAIS.
Well, that's the thing about these NAFTA highways, is they're talking about 10 miles on each side of them, and there's federal grants to fund it, and it's even going to be managed by foreign companies. Mexico is going to have, quote, port facilities inside the U.S., Kansas City and others. There'll be one outside Austin. They're going to, and then the U.S. will have facilities in Mexico. I mean, I just don't think people realize how big this is.
Well, and, you know, like I said earlier, I'm not a politician, and I'm a guy who 8 months ago came out of the pasture and decided to make a difference. And if people don't believe, you know, if there are people out there who actually are skeptical of what we're saying, I'm here to tell you it's happening, and it's the truth.
Well, I mean, I have friends who just a few years ago, this local fella is a very well-known, well, actually, I can talk about him now, but I mean, he's never asked me not to, but he's actually gone gone, you know, down to meetings, and down in Smithville, there was a pretty good crowd down there. Everyone was against it. Every single person, they said, raise your hands. And they bought a couple hundred acres down there, beautiful little a farm ranch. They were going to, you know, retire out there. It's Jimmy Vaughn, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother. He's an award-winning artist in his own right. And they're basically telling them that, yeah, you're 3 miles off the road. We're going to be taking your ranch. I mean, they're not even playing games about it. And the locals are all about to go to war. And there's just bureaucrats up there going, we don't care if none of you don't want it. And again, folks, it's all the major real estate off roads. It's valuable. And they're going to let a mall be built here. They're going to give big agribusiness something over here. I mean, literally, this is the politicians grabbing most of the land in the state, the most valuable land in the state, with the natural resources, everything, to just give it to whoever they want. I mean, my family has a ranch that's a few miles off a major highway. And folks, this isn't a game. They're not playing. They're going to come to you and say, you're going to pay us, in some of the better deals I've seen, 50 cents on the dollar, what it's worth. If you don't immediately agree, they are allowed to grab your land.
Right. And it's not just the 1,200 feet that's in this corridor path. Because you're exactly right. Zachary Senta has already paid the down payment money to reserve the concession rights, not only inside the corridor, but along the corridor. And they can take land that's outside the corridor if they want it for a hotel or for a shopping mall or whatever, just like you said. And a few people that I've seen at these meetings that are interested in how it's going to help the economics of their small town or their rural community. You know, the prime example that I bring up in every one of these meetings when somebody asks that question is, remember the interstate highway system. How you were told how it was going to just make an economic boom to these towns along that system, and it killed them. And this one's going to be worse because you have less access.
Oh, wait a minute. This is exactly, if you want to see the model of the Trans-Texas Highway, which is really the NAFTA highways nationwide, 83 roads now coming under interstates. 83 interstates have been designated, and then hundreds of roads in each state, depending on the size of the state. Go to spp.gov and other sites. Go to Corridor Watch. And before you leave, you've got to give out your website. We got links to it on Infowars.com, so I'm very impressed. In fact, I'm going to give you a donation. But to make a long story short, I was getting into the point about what these roads do. If you go up to Kansas, up out of Oklahoma, you'll drive 50, 60 miles. You cannot exit. There are huge dividers, and every few miles you'll be able to get past a divider and just look at a lower divider, and you'll see beautiful ghost towns, beautiful steeples of churches. I've exited before 20 miles up, cut back, gone in. There's literally tumbleweeds blowing around. There's nobody there. There's these whole towns, hundreds of houses, because they don't let you exit. They don't let you get off, and you're there driving down this thing, and they say the Trans-Texas Highway is going to take existing roads and block them off. Oh, folks are really going to love that.
Yeah, those people live in rural communities that depend upon rural fire departments, volunteer fire departments, and rural EMS. It's the difference between stopping a heart attack and calling a hearse, because they may have to go 20, 25 miles in each direction just to get to their location. You know, Rick Perry challenged every gubernatorial candidate, I noticed, in the Statesman yesterday, that if you have a better plan, submit it. Well, I submitted a better plan to TxDOT, and I'm going to personally submit it to Governor Perry on how we can get by without having to do anything with the roadways with simple high-speed rail and...
Well, listen, he knows what that means.
And passenger rail from Dallas-Fort Worth to San Antonio to Houston and back. And then you never touch a highway. And this plan will work. This plan is economical and it'll work, but I guarantee you he'll never mention it. Now, he's challenged for a better plan.
Well, that's what
I'm
going to say.
Submit a better plan.
Yeah.
But this is not Rick Perry. Everybody in this state knows Rick Perry's not smart enough to have conceived this.
But that's the point I was making, is that they claim, you know, there's a challenge, knowing no one will ever hear the other challenges. So it's a claim like, I got the best plan, you can't, you know, I'm confident. But you're right. What we need is commuter rail between the major population centers. Instead, we're going to have it where it's all little rail inside cities nobody can use. That's another big part of the scam he's trying to push.
Well, and all the major trucking industries told them before they ever started this project that for what it was going to cost them, that they couldn't afford to use it. But if they put up high-speed freight rail from point A to point B to where they could get their trailers from that point to that point. They take their trucks off the road and just use regional deliveries. And that has not been addressed. This is not going to facilitate that at all.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Everybody from the north, everybody from the west, everybody is moving to Texas. We have gone from being way down there decades ago in population to being the second most populous state. We are going to surpass California in the next 10 to 15 years, even as California balloons. But California is going to collapse because of its welfare state and the 10 million illegals they got in that area. And, yeah, it's not 10 million in the whole country, folks. It's 10 million in California and surrounding states alone. So everybody's coming to Texas, and they know how valuable all this land is. And the government wants to steal it for corporate interest now before they got to buy it from people 15 years from now.
I agree. I mean, it's everything to facilitate corporate America and nothing to facilitate. My interest is rural Texas and nothing to facilitate the people that actually made this country.
How do we beat the Trans-NAFTA highway system, the Texas corridors? How do we beat the Animal ID Act? Everybody's against it. I mean, again, you go to a meeting, 1,800 are there against it and 11 are there for it. At the place where Jimmy Vaughn and his wife Robin spoke out in Smithville, they're out there, and you know, Jimmy is a quiet guy, and he got up and screamed at him and said, "How do you sleep at night? You're a bunch of traitors." I mean, if they can get somebody like that mad, you're right. This is, people are going to get violent, which they're ready for.
What's real interesting is in all the meetings that I made, the 21 meetings, there were actually four legislators that showed up at those meetings. None of them ever signed up to be acknowledged they were there. None of them there ever spoke, but they all voted against these. I mean, they all voted for the TTC, but they wouldn't explain to large groups of their constituents why. And so I pointed every one of them out in my 3 minutes to speak and challenged them to come up and tell their constituents why they voted for this. And they never did. You know, and when government won't take accountability for its actions in the face of its constituents, then you have a problem.
Well, we brought up during a break these electronic voting machines, and you were bringing up Diebold's on employees going public saying it's all a fraud. I mean, we really are catching these companies coast to coast engaging in fraud. The good news is they've only put it in 35% of the precincts in the country. The problem is they're racing to put them in everywhere. That's why before you didn't have politicians when 97% of people were against a major issue going, "We don't care," and laughing at us. I mean, Mayor Will Wynn will just laugh at everybody. Because he's got a bunch of idiot yuppies supporting him, but that's not who's electing him. I'm telling you, Dana DeDubois, the county clerk in Austin, Texas, there is no voting here. That's because they got hard inner civic machines in, and we've caught them red-handed. And folks, if you think it's funny to have a group of people in control of your county and your city who've actually stolen your right to vote away, we're in deep trouble. We've got a small window to try to vote these people out before they get their machines in nationwide.
Well, my challenge to Governor Perry and his band of the
gangsters,
whatever you want to call them, my opponent especially.
Well, band of, use your term.
I think that they suffer from the A&I syndrome, the arrogance and ignorance syndrome. But if they are so confident in what they're doing is right, and that the majority of Texans believe in what they're doing is right, then I challenge them to make paper ballots available in every election in this state, every county, every precinct, for early voting and on November the 7th.
That's a good
idea.
Where
you can have true accountability as to whether or not the mass majority of this population in Texas believes in what they're doing or if they don't.
Well, somebody's got to put some money towards this. I'll tell you how you can do it. We've tried this locally. What you do is you got to stay a few hundred feet away because the laws, but you advertise it. You have nice little trucks there, and you go, "Listen, folks, we're doing a test. We're trying to get everybody that goes in here, or at least a large percentage of people that go in here, to vote over here because we're testing out these voting machines." The problem is the county clerk and others would find out, and then the returns will be proper at those precincts. But that's what we've seen. You'll have precincts right next to where the Diebold or Hardener Civics machines aren't in, and over here people that should be losing in the polls are winning because they're establishment, and then over here they're losing. It's like Howard Dean was winning everywhere where it wasn't Diebold in New Hampshire, but he was losing by 15 to 20 points everywhere where it was Diebold. Same thing with Schwarzenegger. I mean, folks, Schwarzenegger's down in the 30s in the polls. Watch, he's going to win probably as governor again. I'm telling you, folks, as hard as it is to admit to ourselves, there's fraud going on.
I believe that. I believe that. But it's not going to stop until we stand up and do something about it.
Well, I've got a plan for that. We need to have a petition drive in every major town and city. And then with those petition drives, the petition is to put an issue on the ballot to have a paper vote on recalling the electronic voting machines. And then you can go through the petition process county by county, city by city, state by state, and remove these. And I see that happening.
I hope it does. I hope anything that we can do to remove these machines.
Final segment coming up, but Hank Gilbert, I'm really impressed. Please give us several times your website.
www.hankgilbert.com. And you go on that website. It has bio information. It has feeds from interviews just like this, television, radio, newspaper articles. You can put a face with the name.
And, folks, be activists. Spread this around to everybody, you know, everybody in Texas. And if you live outside Texas but have family in Texas, you email it to them. Because, listen, I mean, I believe you. I can look in your eyes and I can tell you got a good record. Hank, I want to see you get in there and shoot this down. It's HankGilbert.com.
Right. And pass that link on to everybody. We don't have millions for advertising, and this website is far much better than any advertising we could buy.
Well, there's all these people mad about the highways and the rest of it. They need to support you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Our entire birthright is being completely sold out and hijacked right now. The Democrats are involved in it as well, but Republicans are the top dogs, the main leaders of the pack, as they say, rending this country. and you need to get out. You need to vote for Hank Gilbert to try to overpower these electronic voting machines, to vote in all the areas where they're not in full control. And let's be honest, in some areas where Democrats are in control, they're thrown to the Democrats. So it's like a fight over the machines, but Republicans are the dominant group over the machines. So get out there and vote at HankGilbert.com. We got links to it on InfoWars.com. A candidate for Texas Ag Commissioner, and that could really put a stake in the heart having somebody up there to fight it as a bully pulpit. So nationwide, this is a very serious issue. Before we close with our guest here in the last few minutes, waning moments, please visit InfoWars.com and get tickets to the big Saturday event I'm going to have up in Dallas. First time I've had an event in Dallas, and it's getting close to selling out. My new film, Terror Storm, will debut. Then I'll give a speech and take questions for an hour. Then Jim Mars, who of course wrote the film JFK and has written the new book that we're now carrying, The Terror Conspiracy, he's going to talk about JFK to 9/11. And then we're also going to show the footage I shot, about 35 minutes of it, a sneak peek of a film that will be out probably in 6-8 months. Stuff we're working on from the Bilderberg Group in Canada back in June. Amazing stuff. And then from about 11:30 at night until about 2 in the morning, it would already be a 5-plus-hour event with the two films and the two speeches. But then from about 11:30 to 2 in the morning, we're going to have a couple of great local bands, lounge singing band, just wonderful acts that are going to be there at the event. So be sure and get your tickets at InfoWars.com right now. Or call toll-free to get tickets, 1-888-253-3139. Hope to see you in Dallas at the historic and beautiful Lakewood Theater. It's a 1933 or 1934-built Art Deco beautiful theater. And, again, holds over 700 people, and tickets are going fast right now. So hope to see you coming up this weekend in Dallas. If you want a copy of my new film, Terror Storm, the DVDs just got here last week with the 66 minutes of extras on it. It's the most powerful film I've ever produced. Get your copy of Terror Storm today at InfoWars.com or by calling that same toll-free number. In closing, Mr. Gilbert, we were talking about a challenge to Perry, and you challenged the other gubernatorial candidates to challenge Perry to put his money where his mouth is and allow people who want a paper ballot to have one.
Right. I mean, if Rick Perry is so sold on the fact that the people of this state are solidly behind him and his initiatives, then I offer that challenge to him, and I also ask the other three gubernatorial candidates to challenge Rick Perry to do away with the voting machines on November the 7th. Let them get the kinks worked out. Let all this political posturing concerning these voting machines get worked out. But in the meantime, on November 7th, use paper ballots statewide and let everybody be able to see the accountability of this election.
And call your newspaper editors and say, why aren't you calling for this? Why aren't you doing more stories on these electronic voting machines? Because you're part of the local power structures in every single city. We got about 40 seconds left here. HankGilbert.com. He's running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, a very important position in the state to fight the NAFTA highways, known as the Trans-Texas Corridor and the Animal ID Act that the feds have now passed, and Texas has passed the worst version of, though they've suspended implementation because people are so angry. That's the key, and support other candidates that are out there that are also fighting these two key issues. We're here on the front lines in Texas. We need your support. Thank you so much, Hank, for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you for letting us come.
You bet. I'm going to try to support you, and I didn't bring any cash with me today, but I'm going to get your address, and I'm going to tomorrow drop a check in there for you to try to support you, and everybody should do that as well. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.